Welcome to the I Love Leonard podcast. I'm your host, Leonard Dunmore Jr., and I'm super elated to have you here. Think of my podcast as a personal diary where I bring you guys in with me on conversations that I have with myself and others. We'll navigate topics in the areas of lifestyle, career, and fashion. And if you're anything like me, you're always looking to improve in these three areas. I'll be answering questions, giving insights, and sharing stories about my personal experiences. So turn up your volume, tune your ears, and let's grow together. Hello, friends. It is Leonard, and I'm back with another episode. And we're still going to be talking about relationships, but not like dating or anything. We're going to be talking about friendship relationships. And I'm super excited to get into this topic because it's very important who it is that we keep around us. So let's go ahead and get into it. As we all know, I am someone who doesn't really need anyone. I can kind of stand on my own in most situations, all situations. But I do enjoy having good people around me. And I don't take my friendships lightly either, because I honestly consider myself to be a good friend. And my friends will tell you, like, I'm the friend that will go above and beyond. I'll give you the shirt off my back. You know, I'll give you my last $20, girl. Like, I just like to show up and really be there for my friends. And as I, you know, grow and I navigate these relationships with the people that I have encountered and have been blessed with to have in my life, I just really look for things in a different way as it pertains to friends. When I was, you know, younger, I kind of expected people to treat me how I treat them. And as I get older, I had to learn that that's not always going to be the case as it pertains to friendships. Different friends, you know, require different things, and different friends supply different things. So now when I look at my friendships, I really look at, you know, their heart and their compassion for me, honestly. Not what they necessarily bring to the table or what they can do for me or what I can do for them. Of course, I want a friendship that is, you know, mutually beneficial to where we're both serving each other. But I really look at if they are for me. And in this season of my life, I can honestly say that I have very few friends. I am very friendly, don't get me wrong. And a lot of my close friends would always say, like, you know, you're friendly, you're this, you're that. And I can't help it. I'm honestly friendly. But I will always tell them, like, just because I'm friendly does not mean that they're, like, my, you know, friend. You know, like, I'm not telling them all of my business. I'm just simply getting to know that person, showing them kindness, and just having a good time. But that doesn't mean I'm running to the bank if they need a loan. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not stupid now. But what I am doing in every situation is really just getting to know that person and assessing them and just seeing who it is that they truly are. And like I said, everyone's growing in this life. We're all, you know, experiencing this life for the first time. We all come from different backgrounds, whatever the case may be. So I do like to be surrounded around like-minded individuals, and I like to be surrounded around people with substance. And I remember I was talking to a friend at the time about that, and I was just kind of relating to the environment that we were in at the time. And I was just like, yeah, these people aren't just really my kind of people, you know, and nothing against them, but I just don't see how me being in relationship with these people will benefit or serve me. And honestly, I think it hit them in a different way when I said that, because they were someone who enjoyed being around these certain types of people. And that's fine, you know, I mean, to each his own. But for me, it just didn't serve me. And so I think it brought up an insecurity within them, because now they feel as though maybe our friendship relationship, whatever it may be, can be affected in a way. But I tell people all the time, it's just honestly better to live in your truth and just be truthful. And just honestly, you know, be who you are, because if you're faking or you're trying to be something that you're not, the relationship isn't going to get far anyway, because it's not rooted in truth. It's not rooted in reality. It's a facade. And I will say that I am one to have high standards, just because I know what it is that I want out of life. And I honestly feel as though I just bring a lot to the table, not even trying to brag or sound cocky, but the people in my life can tell you I'm just honestly, I'm a good person. And, you know, others may believe that to be true. Some people, you know, depending on the situation, may not. But there's not a friend that I have lost. And when I say there's not a friend that I have lost, me and my best friend were having this conversation a couple of days ago, and we were just talking, catching up, and I was just venting to her about a situation that I had with another friend. My best friend, she's just like my confidant, my little like lockbook, my treasure chest. She's just one person that I can, you know, just honestly just speak truthfully with, as you should with all of your, you know, best friends, if you have a best friend. But that's beside the point. But we were just saying how she said she saw a post or a quote or something like that, where she's saying like, there has not been a friend that I've lost, or there's not been someone who said, I don't want to be your friend. Like, every friend that I'm no longer friends with, it's because I decided to move away from them. And I was like, true. Like, that just hit a, you know, that struck something in me, because there literally has not been someone who said, I don't want to be your friend anymore. It's literally been me who decided that this is where, you know, we leave each other. And I think that honestly speaks volumes, because people will try to keep you around as long as they can for their benefit or for their gain. They just, honestly, people just want to use you. And you have to watch out for those type of people that you are in relationship with, where you feel as though you're constantly giving up yourself and not getting anything in return. Because when life gets rough, and life will get rough, trust me, if it has not for you already, you need people around you who's going to rally around you, who's going to support you, who are going to go out of their way to make sure that your needs are met. You get what I'm saying? Because we all need somebody. Now, like I said, I'm one to be independent, but that's not negating the fact that I do enjoy being able to rely on someone. I just haven't necessarily been able to feel that way in the capacity, you know, that I'm used to feeling it. But I do have good people around me, and I do have people who encourage me and who motivate me, who speak positively of me. And those are people that I want in my life. I want people that I can connect with, people who I can relay my ideas to, people who I can grow with. And when you start to see, or you start to feel in your heart, you have to trust your intuition to know that these people are not for me, because your gut, your spirit, your soul, it will tell you each and every time. And I'm also one person to dream. Like, I'm not trying to get, you know, super deep or anything, but I've literally had dreams that told me about someone, and that revelation then became true. And I couldn't blame anyone but myself. Like I said, I tend to stay in situations longer than I should have. Not anymore, but, you know, I am now smarter, and I trust my instincts the first time. So I encourage you to really evaluate the people that are around you. If that person that you consider your friend doesn't bring anything to you but gossip, and they're talking about someone, and they're only really calling you when they need something, that's not a friend, babe. I'm sorry to tell you. That is just someone who is looking to get as much information from you as possible. And they're going, I guarantee you, just how y'all are talking about someone, or they're talking about someone, they're telling your business to someone else. And just how they just reach out whenever they need something, it's because you are of convenience to them, not that you are their friend. And so really pay attention to that. Pay attention to that friend that always has something, you know, snarky or shady to say. You know, they always have, it's like a backhanded compliment in a way, or they just say weird, you know, absurd things. You know, really pay attention to that, because that's not a friend, that's a hater. And coming from someone who has trusted people and honestly given them the benefit of the doubt and thought that they were, you know, genuine people, whole time they're preying on my downfall, really pay attention to what people are saying around you, because people will tell you who they are. Watch out for that friend who gets mad when you speak your opinion or you speak freely and you tell them your truth and you give them, you know, sound advice or things that they might not want to hear at the time. Get rid of them as well, because they are not looking for you to be a friend. They're looking for you to be an asset, a yes man, if you will. And that's not someone that I would want in my life, because whenever you're not beneficial to them, they will throw you away. And I can go on and on and on about things to look for, you know, as it pertains to friendships, but that's going to look different for each person. And so I just, you know, implore you guys to just really hone in on what it is that you desire as it comes to relationships. Go where it feels good. Go where you feel the love. Go where you feel that you can grow with that person, where you guys connect and it doesn't feel like a awkward space. It's a space of safety. You know what I'm saying? Go where you can grow. And that's going to look different for each person. You know what I'm saying? We all have different needs. We all have different, you know, characteristics. We all have different attributes. We are all different. So friendships are going to look different for each person. But just really pay attention to what it is that you want around you and that you have around you, because these relationships are going to be the factor that really determines where we grow and go in this life. What you are is what you will become. And honestly, I want to become greatness. So I want to be surrounded around people of greatness. I don't have time for, you know, mediocrity, whichever the case may be. I don't have time for lackluster people in my life. I want to be around people who are always putting their best foot forward, people who are always, you know, just trying to do good in this world. And that's what I want to be surrounded by. And so if that's not you, then unfortunately, love, we may not be able to be friends. And that's okay. I still wish you well. But nonetheless, that is it for me on this episode. Hopefully, I was able to help and encourage someone. And I just really want us to just pay attention to these spaces and the environments and the people that we have around us. Because like I said, what you're around is what you'll become. And I honestly just want us to become our best selves. And I want us to become great. I want us to be great. And I want us to live to the best of our abilities and just make great memories and not look back at, you know, memories and be like, oh, I wish that person wasn't there. Oh, I wish I had a different, you know, group around me. And honestly, even when I look back at pictures of, you know, people who are no longer in my life, I don't even get mad, honestly. I just consider it a point in my life where that's where I was at. You know, you are where you are supposed to be at life. And at that time, that's where I was and that's where I needed to be. And those were the people that were around me. And like I said, I don't harbor any hatred in my heart for them. I wish them well, you know. And even now, a lot of friends that I distance myself from, they're doubling back, you know, and I'm honestly in a space now where I have so much compassion to where I'm honestly analyzing, you know, should I give this person a second chance, or maybe they have changed. And like, that's just the beauty of life. You know, you just go through certain seasons and you're just always going to be navigating what it is that you should and shouldn't be doing. But let us always be smart. Let us always be mindful. And let us always just pay attention to, you know, the people and the things around us. And I'm not going to ramble anymore, but hopefully that helps someone, you know, grow. And just shout out to all my friends. Shout out to all the friends that I've lost. Shout out to the friends that I've gained. Just shout out to the people, okay? And I'm going to get off here. I'm talking too much, but I really just hope that you hone in on the people in your life and just really evaluate those people around you. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions or suggestions for future episodes, please be sure to connect with me on social media at Leonard Dunmore Jr. Also, please be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss future episodes. Once again, I'm Leonard, and always remember to lead in love.